Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom, and I'm now in Masachet Yoma Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, about to continue our analysis of the first Mishnah of the second parak that deals with the pious. I mentioned Mahim Motziin Achat Oshtayim. The Kohanim put one or two fingers out, and it wasn't as I presented in the Mishnah an issue of playing odds or evens, but rather each coin counts once. The Memuneh picks a particular number and announces that number, and then you put out fingers and he counts Kohanim until he gets to that number. That's who wins the pious. Now, Hashishtai Motzin Achat Mibaya. So if you say you put out two, why do you mention that you could put out one? So Avchista Lokasha Kan Bari Kan Bechola. A healthy person has to put out one. A sick person has a problem separating them and putting only one out is allowed to put two. Vatan, you have support for that. Achat Motzin, Shtaim and Motzin. Advarim Amurim Bari. A healthy person has to put out only one. Bechola, if he's sick, Afilu Shtaim Motzin can put out two. Vayechidin Motzin Shtaim. Tamidei Chachamim, special people, they can put out two. Vein Molin Lahen Ela Achat. But they only still count as one person. Is that really true? You don't put out a third finger or the thumb. Because the trickster, meaning they were afraid that if, let's say, the number is 88, when they get to the Kohen, it's like 86, so he'll put out three fingers, it'll be 86, 87, 88, and it'll be him. A third finger they count, but not the thumb. And not only that, but the Gabbai actually whips him. We'll see about this pakia. But what that indicates is that you count each finger, not each person. So, my monim lo nami achat. The answer is no, we're counting one person. And the Ramayim, it just seems like that they're going to make it look like maybe there's more people out there. Now, my pakia, parenthetically, what's the pakia? So, I'm Rav Madra. So, my Madra, what's that? I'm Rav Papa. Mitarka de tai de pasik reshe. It's like a stick that Arabs use in guiding their animals that has a sharp edge. I originally thought that the Mishnah in Shkalim that mentioned a particular person in charge of the pakia was Amina Ptilta. I thought it meant making wicks. The Mishnah in Sukkah that says in Balei Michaseh Kodim Hem Nehen Mehen Hayu Mafkiin, that for the Simchat Beit HaShreva they would take the michnasayim and the sashes of Kohanim that had already gotten worn out and make wicks out of them. The word is mafkiin. So now you mablikin. But when I heard this brayta that says that the memuneh whips him with the pakia, and my pakia nagda, I realize it's a whip. Okay, now back in the Mishnah, we have the story of two Kohanim running up together, and one pushed the other off, and he broke his leg, and that's when they made the takana of the pais. This is a much worse story. They're running up together. One got close to the other. He took out a knife and he pushed him in the heart to kill him. Ritzadok was obviously scandalized by this and distressed, so he stood up on the stairs on the way up to the Olam. V'amar, Achimamar, Achinu Meit Yisbenei Yisrael. Shimu, listen to me. Hareyu Omer, you cannot say Chalav Adama Aviyatzuz Kenecha V'shoftecha. When we have a murder victim out of the middle of nowhere, all the elders have to leave and go out there and measure, etc. Egla Rufa. Anu Amila Havi Ola Egla Rufa. Who's going to bring here? Al Ha'ir or Al Asarot? So he's praising it as a halachic question. Do we have that be the Beit Din of the city or the Beit Din of the Azara? Gau kolam b'chi, everybody started weeping. Okay, we'll take his statement apart in a little bit. Ba aviv shel tinok, so the kohen had been killed, his father came. Umetzaok shum farpar, saw that he was spazzing at the sort of the last throes of life. Maharehu kaparatchem, okay, that's the kaparava, dayin b'nim farpar. He's still alive. V'lon ma'asakin, the sakin that's in him is not yet tamei. So he's like, take the sakin out before he dies and makes it tamei. It's a terrible statement of a father to make, and his son is dying in front of him. That they were more bothered by keeping kelim tahor than murder. And so we have a pasuk about Manasseh. Gam dam naki shafach Manasseh ben miyor al asher milayit Yerushalayim pelafet. Not only Manasseh did all these other things, he also murdered. It sounds like murder is not the worst thing. And it should be, but that they regard it that way. Now, hey Maaseh Kadim, let's think about it. We have one story in our Mishnah with the broken leg, and we have this much worse story in the Braita with the murder. Ilam Neshvichut Damim, if you think the story of the murder happened first, Neshvichut Damim, Lo Tekinu, Paisa, Nishrak, Lo Tekinu, If they didn't make the takana after the murder story, why would they make it after the broken leg story? Ella Ema must be the Nishbara Aglokadim. It must be that the leg story, the Mishnah story first. If that's the case, once we have the pious, then why in the story of the murder is he within four amot of each other? After all, there should have been a pious, so one guy would go up, and that would be it. And this sort of story should only happen once in history. It must be that the murder story and the bright happened first. And originally they thought, it's one terrible tragedy that happened, it's not going to repeat. Chazu afilu memela atu de sakana. And then when they saw, because they didn't make the takara, they saw that even incidentally it happened, because the story in our Mishnah wasn't intentional, just we wouldn't push the other guy off. And then, that's a tekinah rabbanan pious, so then they made the pious. And now, back in the story, that story, Yerushalayim bati tuya yagla rufa, you don't bring an yagla rufa for Yerushalayim. Vatanya, sadvam nemru Yerushalayim. There's 10 things said about Yerushalayim, make it unique. Achat mehen, enem avi yagla rufa. There is no yagla rufa for Yerushalayim. V'yod lono dam mikau. Also, the case of the yagla rufa is when you don't know who killed him. V'han no dam mikau. Here we know who killed him, the other kohen. Elakadel bot bivchiyah. Ritzalk didn't mean it in a halachic sense. He meant to get everybody crying. Okay, Bavi Shatang Masauk Shum Farper, so in the story, the father of the murdered kid came and saw him still in having those death throes. Amar Harehi Kunkabar Tchaman Aymani Kayam, Shashal Im Tahar Kemetam Shukhutamim. So the conclusion. Ibayalu, question is, Shukhutamim Hudazal, was it that Shukhutamim was just not that important? Tahar Kelim Kerakamakayim, Tahar Kelim just held its proper position, and they had suddenly disregarded the significance of murder. Maybe they always held the significance of murder, the importance of murder, the severity of murder. But maybe Tarat Kelim had become super important to them. In other words, was it that rose or Shvichut Damim dropped? And the fact that they quoted a pasuk about murder, that the murders of Menashe, must be that murder is what took a beating and became less significant. Tarat Kelim remained where it was. Okay, Tal Rabbanan, in the pasuk of the beginning of Parsha Tzav, said, "Ufashat gadav lavash b'gadim achirim otziyat ha-deshen," that the Kohen takes off those clothes and puts on other clothes and takes the deshen out. He first wore clothes to do the Shemat ha-deshen. Shemani k'derach Yom HaKippurim, it sounds like Yom Kippur, sheposhet b'gdei kodesh v'lidei v'esh b'gdei chol. He takes off b'gdei kodesh, and then he's going to put on his regular clothes. So, ufashat gadav lavash b'gadim achirim. He takes off his clothes and puts on other clothes. To compare the new ones he's putting on to the ones he took off. Just like the ones he had originally. Midovad michasevad are holy clothes. Bigdei kuna. He has to put on other bigdei kuna to do the harmat hadeshan. Imkein, matam alom achirim. So why are they called bigdim achirim? Chutin man. They are lesser clothes. It's gadim achirim v'hotzi, or achirim v'hotzi, meaning outsiders can be motzi, meaning a kohen is a balmum, can take the deshen out of the azara. Amar mar achirim chutin mehen. Ketan v'shmoy, gadim v'shmoy, k'deir ala rabo, so g'ven v'kos to rabo. That the clothes that you put on to take the deshen out are like cleaning up. Those aren't the same clothes you wear to serve your master, which are going to be nicer big day kuna. So that supports Rabbi Elazar that they're chutin. Says the same machloket exists about the trumat deshen. Rabbi Yochanan mar machloket b'tzav haramah divir akol avodahi. In other words, Rabbi Reish Lakish says that machloket Rabbi Elazar and chachamim holds also about Shemat Tadeshen. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Everybody agrees Shemat Tadeshen is an avodah, needs for proper clothes. My Tavon Reish Lakish, why does Reish Lakish say that there would be those who say it's not an avodah? The pasuk only says that he puts on midovad mechasevad. In other words, ketonet and mechasayim, and not it's the Torah of Nate. Rabbi Yochanan says the Torah explicitly said the shirt and the pants, or the tunic and the pants. What dinam sefer of Nate, and the other two are also there. Ma'ishtahani. So why only mention those two? Midovad mido kemidato, because midovad is there to tell you that the clothes have to be fit for that kohen. Michasevad, what's that for? The chatanim, and actually, the varkorim lichasayim. How do we know that that's the first thing on? שמה וחסבד יובש על בשרו. Put that on your flesh. Reshlokesh mido kminato midafkir achmona b'lashon mido. He says the very fact that it mentioned mido tells me midato, but that's not a reason to pick those two particular garments unless they're the only two that are worn. So it must not be an avodah. Said if I could have chasai mi al b'saro nafkan, al b'saro is enough to tell me that that's first. So name a ketaro. It sounds like this machloket Reshlokesh from Yochanan is a machloket tanaim. Al b'saro, ma'atzuv alomar, yulbash. Why say yulbash? Levi mitzav v'amnet l'haramah. They have to wear all four for haramah, tivir Rabbi Yehuda, just like Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Doso, me'anot, l'arbot b'gdei kohen gadol mi'om kippurim. That a kohen gadol's clothes on the Yom Kippurim shekshirim the kohen hedyot, that a regular kohen hedyot can wear them, because as we saw earlier, Rabbi Doso's position is that the kohen hedyot has a totally linen sash, not shatnez, and therefore the sash worn by the kohen gadol and kippur is perfect for him. I'm Rabbi Shteichivot Padavar. Chada avnetoshu kohen gadol azo avnetoshu kohen hedyot. He said, first of all, the kohen gadol and the kohen hedyot both have shatnez, and the one that he wears on Yom Kippur is not fit for the kohen hedyot. That's his position. We saw this earlier, that the kohen gadol used these v'gadim, he can use it for kohen hedyot, and used for the avodah l'fnai v'lefim, now you can use it for matzah d'ashen. Instead of telling you that you could even use worn out clothes. Now, v'nicham sham, this is in Yom Kippur, he said after the Kohen Gadol finishes with his with his four garments, he puts them there. Meshtun ningriza. The Tanakama's position is that these clothes have to be put away and cannot be used again. Dosa men arin and the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot can use them, because of course Rabbi Dosa says same sash. Ma'atzam lo v'nicham sham, what does that mean? Shal shtamesh ben Yom Kippurim acher. That they can't be used for another Kohen Gadol on a different Yom Kippur, but they could be used for a Kohen Hedyot any time. My lava kipalgin or savavodahi or savavodahi. So isn't this machloket, the earlier part, isn't the machloket whether or not trumatadeshin is an avodah? And therefore whether or not you have the four garments? Lo, the kuliam avodahi. Everybody agrees to avodah. Hakipalgi, the machloket is something else, as you mentioned. Marsavar tzricha kralu ribuye. Whether or not you need a pasuk in order to tell me to put the other two garments on, you don't need a pasuk because it's obvious anytime you're doing an avodah, you're going to have all four garments. Okay, we're going to continue with analysis of Trumat HaDeshen in the next podcast. Anytime it should have a wonderful day.